Starved.
CBS's Remy Innocencio has the latest on the ceasefire deal's prospects.
Right now, the read is that on both sides, they're saying that they are committed to this. Hamas did come out with a statement saying that they are committed to this. One local Israeli news station also said that they believe that this is going to be resolved. If that happens, then it would go to the security cabinet.
As some wildfire evacuation orders are lifted in Southern California, State Attorney General Rob Bonta is promising charges for price gougers and looters.
Demand be damned. You must follow the law.
Senate committees are hearing for more of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks, including his choice for EPA administrator, former Congressman Lee Zeldin.
The EPA must be better stewards of tax dollars, honor cooperative federalism, and be transparent and accountable to Congress and the public.
Preparations are underway for Monday's inauguration. Texas is rehearsing. CBS's Christopher Cruz says news that TikTok CEO will attend the inauguration isn't sitting well with one influential Democratic senator.
Virginia's Mark Warner says he isn't pleased to hear the app's CEO will be at the inauguration. He told reporters the irony in all of this is that Donald Trump was the first one to point out there's a problem with the app. The Chinese-owned app will be banned in the U.S. the day before the inauguration unless the Supreme Court blocks the bipartisan law barring it from going into effect.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine needs to fill Vice President-elect J.D. Vance's Senate seat.
The person I pick is going to really understand Ohio and be an advocate for Ohio. Will they be two of the newest members of the Senate? Yes, they will.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker has died. His career batting average was only 200, but he shined as a broadcaster, actor, and pitchman for Miller Lite.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my life here from Miller. I love him.
Bob Uecker was 90. Hollywood director and writer David Lynch has died. His credits include Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and The Elephant Man. David Lynch was 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Bob Uecker was no stranger to Racine. The longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers died this morning at the age of 90. For a time, he was often seen at the Racine Marina boating and fishing. The team issued a statement this morning saying Uecker had been battling small cell lung cancer since early 2023. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha and will now head the 148-year-old Racine organization. Racine is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in District 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April of next year. Applications are due by January 31st. And Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Jair be back with the Pack? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked today, will Jair Alexander be back next season? The veteran defensive back has missed nearly half of the games the past 2 years due to injuries, yet he's due to earn $16 million this year.
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
NBA, the Bucks have the night off after beating the Magic 122-93. They'll host the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball, it was simply the best. Brewers play-by-play announcer Bob Uecker has died.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to right and deep. Get up. Get up. Get out of here, Garrett Mitchell. He just hit a walk-off out of air. And the Brewers have swept the New York Mets.
His family says he had been battling a form of lung cancer since 2023. Bob Uecker was 90. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
And we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's talk about the Beatles for a second. Actually, let's talk about George Harrison for a moment. It was on this date, January 16th, 1988, 24 years after the Beatles first topped the chart, George Harrison went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Got My Mind Set on You. Do you remember that song? It went something like this. So that was in 1988. Here's something I did not know. I never knew this. That song was not a George Harrison original. It was originally recorded by James Ray. I love it. Absolutely love it. I never knew that. You learn something new every day. Here are the Beatles now. Come together on WRJN.
Please. Deerfield Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. So, I don't know, it was last week or the week before or something we were talking, and I asked you if you were in middle age yet. Do you remember this?
I vaguely remember.
You vaguely remember?
Although I'm getting to middle age and I'm forgetting things frequently.
Exactly. I would say I'm at the I'm either past middle age or I'm at the tail end of it. I don't know. I don't know what the official years are on that. But
okay.
If you're in middle age, here's some bad news for you. A study says that binge drinkers are most likely to be middle-aged white guys.
That tracks. I believe it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Suddenly Congress is making a lot of sense, isn't it?
What now?
Congress makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? It's a bunch of middle-aged white guys.
Right. There you go. took me a minute, but yeah, good burn.
All right, there's Stuart J. Wallace. Put that drink down, would you, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
No.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 23. I like the sound of this. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 40. Might see a little rain, snow mix tomorrow night. We'll see. Here's Aretha Franklin. You WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A legend was lost. Bob Uecker, broadcaster of Brewers baseball and beloved entertainer, passed away at the age of 90 today. The Uke called games in Milwaukee for 54 years and spent a lot of time in southeastern Wisconsin, particularly in Racine, where boating and fishing kept him busy in the offseason. While some time was spent in Hollywood, his career was focused on the Brewers.
Now and in there, one ball and the strikes. Swing and a drive to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Daniel Vogelbach. He just hit a walk-off grand slam home run. And he has put the Brewers on the field, every one of them waiting for him at home plate.
In a statement, the team said Uecker had small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee and signed his first contract with the Braves in 1956. The final game he called was on October 3rd in a 4-2 loss against the Mets in Game 3 of the team's wildcard series. After a month of tech problems, Racine Unified is finally bringing its schools back online this week. The outages, which started in mid-December, impacted internet and IT systems. As schools return to normal operations, the district hasn't said what the problem was. Earlier this week, the RUSD board voted to put a $190 million referendum question on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country house. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape?
You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Local local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? In your life, you will go through 20 gallons of this stuff. 20 gallons of what? Toothpaste. Actually, that doesn't sound like all that much.
I'm not afraid to die.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Two girls for thank you.
Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead of moving down a crowded avenue.
News and timeless hits. That's the Rascals grooving on WRJN. If you remember anything today, I want you to remember this. A comfy cow is a happy cow. European research found that cows lying down have a 20 to 50% increase in blood flow through their udders versus standing cows, which translates into more milk production. And because you didn't know, for every pound of milk produced by a cow, 400 to 500 pounds of blood must flow through that udder for it to pull the nutrients out.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait and see if you
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, free.
Down the house.
she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with her kiss. You got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.